Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Well, we're back in the room. This time, Christy Bishop has joined us. We're going to break down some of these commercials. That's what she does for a living. First, quick heads up to some of the guys that sponsor this show. MedMen. I want to thank MedMen for sponsoring this half of the show, and True Car as well. So, Christy, thanks for joining us.
Her first cruise ever.
Her first cruise ever. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, ever.
And you're enjoying yourself. You got a nice massage.
Got a lot of champagne. Nice massage. A good hangover going.
Yeah, I saw you guys walking around yesterday about 11:30 in the morning with a nice flute of champagne.
Yeah. I haven't seen you guys without a drink in your hand.
No,
Doesn't matter what, right now.
Yeah. Except for right now.
Except for right now.
The massage. I'm curious about this. Brian, any thoughts about whether the masseuse is male or female?
For me or for her?
As it pertains to your wife.
To your lady.
It's a little better when it's female, but I don't have that much anxiety about it.
Right.
But given the choice, always
choose
female. Given the choice, always choose. I'm certainly not going to be upset about it. You know, it's kind of like, it's like the women who consider, I know women who consider it cheating if their boyfriends or husbands go on a bachelor party to a strip club. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm not to that
that's
level.
Insane.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. I would prefer it, you know, given all things being equal, but if it's the only thing that she can do.
She's not getting a rub and tug.
That's, well, no, but
I'll tell you, today was a little intimate, not going to lie.
They're putting your hands on
that's right.
Their hands on it.
She went places that they don't normally go.
Oh,
and I was
her.
Sitting there, I was laying there. She was Scottish. She was lovely, wonderful. And I'm like, oh, you're a little close to the V.
Yeah, but see, that's
yeah, and then
dude,
she did like
right.
a like a flip up of the towel, because like they typically don't. They like kind of tuck it in really tightly. This was a flip up to see like kind of what was happening. And I was like, you just did the flip.
Right.
Just did the towel flip. What the fuck?
Wow.
So then for 10 minutes, I laid there like, should I say something? Should I just, no, just shut up. Shut up. You're fine.
Yeah.
It was a little weird.
Not good if it's a dude.
No.
So I think in terms of that kind of stuff, like a gynecologist, we hope for a woman first.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we hope for an Asian man or a man of some nationality that we don't completely identify with or we might not run into. In a fantasy football draft.
Old man is fine. Young, good-looking dude is way at the bottom of the list.
Right.
Gay man.
Yeah, but gay is fine.
Yeah.
Gay is fine.
Yeah,
so right. I don't know.
I don't consider that a man.
Are there a lot of gay gynecologists?
No, they're
Chris,
repulsed. They're repulsed by that.
I'm going to. They certainly don't take their work home with them. That's for damn sure.
Well done.
So, Chrissy, so you are, your title once again, just because it's not in front of me, professionally.
So general manager for an advertising agency, and I also run strategic planning and analytics for the same advertising
So you
agency.
See a lot of campaigns. You guys discuss your own campaigns. You discuss other campaigns. You go, oh, that's a strong campaign. That's great. I wish we'd thought of that. Others are like, God, that is weak. I can't believe that got off the ground.
Yep.
You have that opinion. Like I have about houses because I'm a carpenter. And when I walk in, I have thoughts.
Yeah. So it's the behind the scenes bit.
You have thoughts. All right. So I'm very interested in commercials and sort of breaking down the game film. I study them as well as Dawson. I think Dawson and me are the last guys to really just watch commercials. I think everyone else, when I tell them about a commercial, they go, oh, who even watch? You just fast forward, you power through it. I don't even watch them anymore. But I always watch commercials.
If it wasn't for live sports, I probably would never see a commercial.
I don't... I tape almost everything and I fast forward, but when something pops up that catches my eye, I stop and down. I go back and I study it, and then I study it again and I study again, and then whoever's in the room with me leaves and goes, you fucking asshole. I can't watch shows with you. So I'm curious why Dawson watches commercials over and over again. It feels very un-Dawson to me. Like, it doesn't I feel like when I'm going to pitch these commercials to Dawson, he's going to go, oh, fuck, who cares? I don't even watch that shit. Like, I'm fast-forwarding that stuff. But you do watch commercials. Why? I mean,
the whole sign of the
times. Sign of the times. That's all right. I don't want to put you on mic, but Dawson focuses
deepness.
On that. I like that. All right. And for Christy, it's kind of her job.
Yeah.
So
and she can quickly ascertain what's going on in a not just a commercial, but like we'll sit around and talk about commercials if we see one during a show or a live sporting event, and she can quickly ascertain what was going on in the thought process behind the ad campaign. You know what I mean?
It's called a reverse brief, basically. Yeah, if you had to give the assignment, if the client was giving the assignment to the agency, it's like ideally one line, and you're like, okay, this is the reverse brief, this is what they asked for. We'll go through some of that.
Wow. The ones that bother me the most are the ones that are confusing, like the McDonald's Egg McMuffin commercial where you got the red-haired girl driving the minivan and then the red-haired girl on the Harley. Is that her alter ego who gets to have breakfast sandwiches? Yep. It's like, no, it's just supposed to be two different people. It's like, why'd you hire two actresses that look exactly the same with red goddamn hair? Just hire a black chick to ride the minivan or ride the hog, and then she'll drive the minivan. It's like, because and then we'd stop it and have arguments. Like, no, that's her. No, that's not her.
Yeah, there's so many people behind the scenes arguing about it or like, I like this actress. So I want this person. Or my daughter really likes that one.
How do you end up with two redheads with green eyes that are diminutive playing this weird alter ego role? Like, she stops and she looks at her at the stoplight. She looks at her at the stoplight. And you're like, does she wish she wasn't a mom and she had the freedom to get her Egg McMuffin and hit the open highway? Why would you enter that? Why are you bringing that up? Why are you making me think about this? You can have an Asian woman. Like, you're always going for this diversity BS. Why not just go with a different woman or a man or whatever?
There's a campaign that's been running for years that messed that up. I think it's insurance, but whoever it is, it's like, we treat you like you treat you. The person calls customer service and they answer the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
But the first one was a girl and her twin sister answered the phone.
Yeah.
And it completely messed everything up.
That's confusing.
That's against the message.
Yeah.
Right.
The message is brilliant. We treat you like you treat you. Oh, makes sense.
Except not
right. I always have to watch that and try to figure out, is that the same sassy black chick or is it another sassy black chick? But the first one did it with a twin.
Yeah, because remember she called the girl even addressed how nice she was on the phone.
And then she was like, Ashley? Deborah?
Yeah.
It's you?
Yeah. Why are you screwing with your own campaign? Yeah. The McDonald's one drove me insane.
Speaking of McDonald's, I have to know if you guys remember this commercial. I think it was from the 90s. And Christy, I would love to know if you thought this was the right choice. Do you remember the tug at your heartstrings McDonald's commercial? They had a boy with Down syndrome, an adult, and he was doing the voiceover and he was saying how his whole life, you know, he's struggled and people have need to help him. Mm-hmm. And it was a monologue, this tear jerking, heartbreaking monologue. And at the very end,
Barracina comes flying in, whacks him in the head, and goes, get over it, bitch.
The same. He spins around in that patented brown polyester McDonald's gi and says, now I finally get to say, welcome to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
May I help
I
you?
Oh, yes.
And everyone was a puddle of tears.
I do not remember
Some of us strong.
Do you remember strong. That one?
I do, because I was like 12.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
I remember
young.
That one, too.
Yeah.
And I remember the best McDonald's is when they just go full urban. Like, they go, I own my own McDonald's in the neighborhood. And then it's all the happy black people like walking in and out.
Christy knows they have urban, not sections, but you know, the departments, the multicultural
marketing. Yes. The urban department.
Mike, use your phone. Find out how old Bobby Barracini is. All right, so our first commercial is, we have Nike, we have the Toyota truck one, and then what was the first one? Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. That one drove me insane. I was watching this commercial. They had Maya Angelou sound alike doing this voice poem match. Mm-hmm. About lines and dividing. And it was a very sort of Trump 2018 race dividing, coming together, blah, blah, blah. And not till the end did we find out it was about pizza.
That was quite a reveal.
It didn't even seem like a
and
food
it was
commercial.
Also, you got to think of where this is playing. This is playing during Monday Night Football.
Well, like they're the pizza sponsor. They took over for Papa John's.
Oh.
So this was their introductory ad.
I should point out, Christy has notes upon notes. She did her research.
She came with a dossier.
I don't get the good vibes for the Monday Night dudes, but all right, we'll play the commercial, sir.
Lines can separate us. The line of scrimmage separates this team from that team. Goal lines separate victory from defeat. Yard lines separate how far we've come from how far we have to go. But if we look beyond the lines, all that's left is common ground. We're more
gay
than just
couple.
With a
interracial gay.
When the lines
intergacial.
Intergacial.
Okay, Christy was just feverishly shaking her head. Why was that?
It's like two different commercials in one. So when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, this actually could be good. Maybe this will end like it's ESPN.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're building to something. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, pizza. Everybody loves pizza. Everybody loves football. Bring them together. And I'm like, wait, you had something awesome. And then you just completely cut away. And by the way, I did a little bit of reading after I watched it. And it's there are undertones of racial inequality in this or a racial equality. I'm like, no, it's not. Just because all the football players happen to be African-American, then the guy who gets pizza delivered to his house is white. We're not talking about racial equality. You're just bringing people together over pizza. But it's confusing and it doesn't really stand for anything. That's the problem. People will forget it.
How many of these commercials are made sort of to make everyone happy in-house or even to make the client happy, but not really, are we moving units of pizza? Mm-hmm. Like in my thing, it's always like, you tell me two large, $9.99, two toppings, and I'm out the door. So but this doesn't make me want pizza. No. It just makes me nod my head and go, yeah.
That's not good for this one. So if we can get, I'll get nerdy for a second. So this is called a brand ad. It's just introducing Pizza Hut as a brand. And the Pizza Hut just, GSD&M, which is an agency in Austin, they just won the Pizza Hut business. It's like $300 million.
Oh my God.
This is their debut commercial with them. So it took a month to make. And the new chief brand officer at Pizza Hut is saying, we want to share a message of unity and inclusiveness and fun. And pizza is all of those things. And so is football. That's the whole message in the ad.
So can we, so is this a statement or a safe statement? So this was week one of Monday Night Football.
Yes.
So this is our, hey, everybody, we're here. Mm-hmm. We got good vibes. Yeah. We love everybody. We don't need to sell any pizza. We just want you just go ahead and sniff my hand, all you dogs, and know that we're good. We're not
going
to hurt you.
Yes.
I'm not Bobby Barasini. I'm not going to raise a hand.
No tire irons.
And then, as we get to week 11, it'll be extra cheese in the crust, double
with
crust,
hot dogs,
with
delivered
hot sauce,
under 30 minutes,
three pizzas in under 8 minutes. You're home in your mouth.
Yes.
Right. So this is our soft launch kind of, hey, everyone get to know who we are.
It's a soft sell. It's a total soft sell. It's a brand ad. The thing is, they don't stand for anything. So there's a metric in research for, we actually do measure a lot of this stuff.
Second one. I'll let you continue, but Papa John, who used to inhabit this throne, has been ousted because of a kind of a racial thing.
Yes.
So are they going, hey, the last guy, this guy was a monster.
That's subtext
and now we're coming in.
Let everyone know
we ain't no Papa John over here. We love everybody. And then we'll get into selling units later. Like some of this is based on Papa John's.
Oh, yeah. They came in right at the last minute and they were But the issue is, no one's going to remember that this is Pizza Hut. You're barely going to remember it's pizza, first of all. So we measure two things. One is called recall. So it's how do you remember the ad? The second thing is attribution. So who's the ad for? Uh-huh. I mean, I honestly don't know. I haven't seen research on it. I don't think anyone would remember that this is A for pizza or B for Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
they're
you
still
going to
remember Papa John's because they were there for years and years.
Right.
And they have a presence.
Right.
And they also have a total issue at the very end.
Right.
I think, Brian, I think you may have said that when we first saw the commercial and stopped it before the reveal. I absolutely agree with you. You're like, is this like Ameritrade or something?
Yes.
It seemed very financial.
Yeah. Yes.
It didn't seem like a food commercial.
But it was building to something kind of cool.
Right.
And then it was like, nope, done. Yeah.
Right.
And here's some pizza.
All right. So not effective. but not trying to be effective per
just
se.
Just trying to like, introduce the brand.
Just getting, we need our first Monday Night Football. We want good vibes everywhere, yeah. No complaints. And then we'll start getting into moving units totally. as the season wears on.
It's not offensive, totally generic. Will people remember it? Maybe not. It's a totally okay ad. But when you're spending millions of dollars on 30 seconds, you need to make it count.
Yeah.
Papa John Phillips was the mamas and the papas guy, was he not?
Yep.
Look that up. That's Papa yep. John, right? Yep. Phillips?
Mackenzie Phillips' dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who also had a sordid past.
Consensual sex with his adult daughter.
And a monkey.
Which is weird. Yeah.
And at that point, what does consensual mean when you've brainwashed your daughter into thinking that that's okay?
That was her idea.
Okay.
I don't know, but that sort of in a world of where, you know, like I remember when Liberace had his young boyfriend and he was getting him plastic surgery to look like him. I remember at the time going, we're not making enough of this. Uh-huh. Like this is much weirder than we're giving it credit for. Yeah. You know, we have some sort of weird brain where it's like Papa John Phillips and consensual sex with his adult daughter and Liberace having a boyfriend who's 22 and getting plastic surgery so he looks like himself so he can have sex with himself. And Al Franken, it's all about the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all about the same thing. This one guy's a comedian who was goofing off on a C-130 transport plane with his hands over a flak jacket. And then there's this guy and that guy. And, let's put him in the same category.
Al, you're right. Get over there, Jared Fogle. Get over there, Jared.
All right. So not a good spot, according to you, Christy? Or
I think it's just totally innocuous. No one's going to... It's fine. But I think that they could have been a lot harder hitting. They had to choose a direction. They didn't really choose a direction that was just very inoffensive.
The part that bothered me the most was the line of scrimmage, the line between two teams. They kept putting it on a line, which is like the football's not on a line. The line of scrimmage is never like the 5 yard line or the 10 yard line. It's the 3 yard line or the 7 yard line. They just kept showing the line. It got me angry.
I mean, honestly, the obvious way to go with that is to talk about the actual pizza and like art direction. Just show a line and then like back out from it and make it like a cut in the pizza.
Yeah.
And like, oh, here's the line on the football team.
Thank you.
Here's the line.
Good night, everybody.
Done. It's like, there's none of that. So maybe by week 11, we'll see lines on the pizza.
But then also,
the square pizza. Yeah.
The difference between the audience, like you talked about like urban stuff or multicultural stuff. So like, you know, okay, in the past it was like, oh, malt liquor and mint cigarettes or whatever it is, and menthol cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. It was like, oh, urban stuff. And then there was other stuff for like other people and like women's stuff and guy stuff and stuff like that. So you're doing this commercial. At some point, the red-haired guy puts his hand on the shoulder of the black guy and caresses it. What percentage of the Monday Night Football crowd is going, finally, gay guys on TV. Awesome. Now I want some pizza. Like, what... I get it, good vibes, but I mean, like, who's your audience? Like, what percentage
of... It's the kitchen sink. It's football. People who watch football. That's it.
Okay, so why do you need the gay couple represent the multicultural gay... No. Why do you need the multicultural gay couple in that crew? Like, isn't this more for the, I don't know, the shareholders or the people you work with or the people Madison Avenue? Like, you don't go... We have a large percentage of multicultural gay couples watching Monday Night Football, or a large percentage of people who think there should be more multicultural gay couples. They're not represented at all in the audience of Monday Night Football.
No.
So why in the commercial if not?
Because it's about dividing. So if I had to reverse brief it, it would be like the world is divided. Let's focus on what brings us together. And what are our similarities? And whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're young, whether you're old, whatever, whether you watch football or you don't, you love pizza.
Okay. All right. But if you hate gay people and don't you like Monday Night
Football,
then you're going to be mad at Pizza Hut. All right. Well, it's kind of weird. I mean, if you really think about the message. So the message more and more is... You know, this country's divided and there's hate everywhere and there's dog whistles and you know, we're getting the base fired up and everyone is homophobic and xenophobic and blah, blah, blah. If that was like really the case, like if you went like, hey, man, half the people voted for Trump and that means half the country is basically racist or homophobic or whatever. Why are we weaving in so much of it into our commercials? Yeah. Like, wouldn't you be going, hey, you're going to piss off half the country? Like, I don't think they think it's that. I think it's more rhetoric. But what I'm saying is it's a weird thing to say this is who we are as a country and then weave this. Like, I've not seen like the Islamic Pizza Hut commercials, but I guess they don't have like gay guys like putting their arms on each other because they go like, hey, you're gonna piss off the constituency. Yeah. Like, there's an angry crowd here. I think
but
we
this
say
is just a soft sell. It's just like you said, it's a soft sell for everything, trying to appeal to everybody.
We say we're closed off and angry and bigoted, but if we were really that way, every commercial wouldn't be what it is.
Right.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. What's next? Now we have the...
This is the new Nike campaign.
Oh, the new Nike. I haven't even seen this one.
This one's about 2 minutes long, so just stop it whenever.
This is the director's cut, the full.
I'm holding the mic to the screen, but
if
where
people
is...
say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do.
Ooh, guy with no legs beating another kid.
You have feelings about that, Adam.
Stay that way.
I don't like it. I feel bad for the kids who got beat.
Be able to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult.
I like the big wave, Ryan.
It's a compliment.
Oh, is this Colin?
Try to be the fastest in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming.
OBJ.
Or linebacker.
Yeah, I know. Duval. Think about that for a second. Was he the
120 pounds
29th president?
Iron Man. After beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody.
Yeah.
To be somebody.
Yeah.
If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer. For the
That's all you do. What are you talking about? That's why they invented soccer for refugees.
Be bigger than basketball.
Believe Dawson, give me the trash can. I gotta heave.
Even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand,
all right, that's don't
just
you're almost there. Come on, you almost made it.
At the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
None of this means anything to all the losers that are watching this. They're all going to flounder. It's horrible. I hate it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I hate it because I wish Nike meant 1 second of any of this. It all just feels like they're just
blowhards.
Adam was pulling the tire iron out from us underneath his chair to come at me.
I hate all this shit because I hate everyone who's in power and everyone who's living their dreams. That's why everyone's such a shitty employee now, because they all think they're going to do something.
I love this ad, Adam.
It's a great ad, but it's just more just jacking off into a ceiling fan. It's like,
they're taking a stand. The granddaddy of football, the sponsor of NFL, chose a side. That's amazing. They chose a side. I've been waiting. Listen, like, this is political. Actually, it's not. It's polarizing. It's controversial. I get it. But everyone's talking about it.
And oh, yeah.
People are burning their New Balances because they think they're Nikes and putting them on YouTube. I'm like, what the fuck? This is how invested. Like, I will never buy another Nike. Here's my fucking New Balance in the pile of fire. All right, good. Good for you. But I've been waiting
that?
For... It's an old man who was holding it over his trash can. He's like, never again. Whatever. I've been waiting
Parisini.
For someone to pick up Colin.
Great idea. Don't get me wrong. It's all based on bullshit. The whole Colin Kaepernick thing's based on bullshit. It's all fucking lie. And this is more bullshit. But... It's great. No, what he's doing is based on nothing and a lie. He's not a hero, and it's all bullshit. But
that being said,
it's a good. Well, it's bullshit. I don't know what you want me to do. It's like his whole thing is based on a lie. It's insane. But good for him. I mean, for Nike. You know, I mean, we're not here to debate whether he's right or wrong. We're here to debate whether it's a good campaign or not. It's a good campaign. I don't like the empowering of everything. I don't like all this, like, you do it. You whatever. It's great for them.
You're in the wrong era, buddy.
They make a ton
of
money.
You are not the audience
for
this.
They are making an army of horrible people based on this. It's not as bad. And they're such fucking blowhards. I wish they cared. Like, I wish Nike, I wish I thought they cared about anything but money. Right. But this is great.
And you made a great point about, I believe it was another Nike campaign, when they paraded all these athletes that were women and say, like, why don't we get paid? Where are our sponsorships? Right, right. I don't know, Nike. Why aren't you doing something about it?
They've never seen that commercial online, and somebody must have burned it because it was like, I sweat, I bleed, I work.
Yeah.
How come I don't get the deal that Michael Jordan gets? Or I sweat. It's all the chicks out there working.
It's a good question.
It's a good question. But Nike, it's your commercial. Yeah. So go ahead and give Cheryl Swoops.
You could change it like that.
Give her $5 million a year and or $100 million a year for a shoe commercial. Yeah. Like, you could change it. It's a crazy commercial to make because you, Nike at the time, was the endorser of all these big contracts. Right. Idea that they would make this commercial.
Well, but this one's different. So if we just, we'll be technical about it. We'll keep all the shit out to the side. This is an evolution of Just Do It. So Just Do It turns into Dream Crazy. And the crazier you can dream, the bigger, the better,
is that
the whatever.
The second one?
No, this one is all about Dream Crazy.
He says, don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
Right.
And so the whole thing's called Dream Crazy. And you've got all these people in there doing these impossible things. And actually, I believe the woman in the wheelchair who's the basketball player, she's fairly famous, and I can't recall her name at the moment. He's a figurehead. I would guess he's not going to continue in the campaign. He's just the, hey, here's a lightning rod. Let's get everyone watching.
He's the grand marshal.
I don't know.
Then they'll start focusing on other
exactly
subjects.
Exactly right, and other stories. So he's
like the Colonel
other
Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Like Colonel
right.
Sanders.
Yes, 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 exactly. Yeah, so that's my guess. But the target for this are 18 to 29-year-old men and women, both. Whoa, I'm not going to say men. People who are looking for a purpose in a brand, looking for a purpose in product, and they want something to believe in. You can't believe in anything bigger than Dream Crazy.
Yeah.
So then you got Pizza Hut, like, oh, football's nice, pizza's nice. This is like fucking big, dream huge. The crazier, the better. And if you want to do that, buy Nike.
It's a good
so
commercial.
As an ad, it's brilliant.
It's, the strategy's brilliant. Everything's brilliant. Like, it's, yeah.
Well, we're
and
talking
I know
about
people
it.
Are gonna,
it's working.
Yeah.
I've had like 10 or 15 people on the cruise ask me about this and what I think. I'm like, waiting for the show. But, I mean, it's polarizing. It's really polarizing, and that's okay.
I think
talking
it's a good campaign. I just think it's all based on bullshit, and Kaepernick's a bullshitter, too. But other than that,
you know how they
first
say.
First off, isn't the guy half white? Wasn't he like adopted by white people and all that shit? Like, this whole fucking victim card thing is way the fuck over the shark in terms of what we're doing as a society. But I hear he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's on the wrong side of the issue, and he's creating it's irresponsible. His message is wildly irresponsible. He's going to get people hurt, but other than that, he's a dear friend.
Well,
I got to deal with Mark Garagos, so it's a bullshit. He's full of shit. He's fucking lying. The whole thing is a lie. It's insane. If you look at the numbers, it doesn't exist. He's creating a problem that he has created, or he's perpetuating a problem.
And on the other side of that, you have all of these people who find him hugely inspirational because he went against the grain and he kept doing it.
And all those people are going to be fucking losers.
They're all buying Nike.
Right. But nothing's going to work for any of those people. Those people are like, I'm going to open my own casino because Colin said it'd be a good idea. I'm dropping out of the ninth grade. I'm going to open my own casino.
Brian,
and it'll never
get any
work.
Ideas.
But it's awesome.
Sounds awesome.
It's awesome.
You know the phrase, you know, history is written by the victors. I mean, history is, this is, Colin Kaepernick has won, like, in terms of, you know, the NFL, Colin Kaepernick thing. This is the knockout blow. This is, the NFL has a boss, and it's Budweiser and Nike and whoever else, you know, Chevy, whoever's paying the bills.
Pizza Hut.
Not Papa John's.
The boss who's paying the bills, Nike, chose Colin Kaepernick. Like, that's the knockout punch.
Yeah,
it's over.
Point.
No, he's definitely won. He won. Everyone watching the commercial is going to lose.
Right or wrong.
That's who it is. And he's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And he's sending a message that's perpetuating something that's insanely dangerous to all the people that are watching, especially of color. But other than that, good. Hammer that check.
The first 10 seconds of that ad are hard to watch just because that guy's nuts get railed so hard as he falls off the skateboard. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
my
tough.
God, it's horrible. But then it picks up from there.
Yeah.
Well, at least that guy can't have kids. We don't want skateboarders having kids. All right. Let me tell you about MedMen. We got one more commercial to go. MedMen, today's cannabis consumers everywhere, everyone. Let's drop the labels. At MedMen, you're an executive, your dad, your customer. There's something for everyone, whether you're new to the cannabis or familiar, like lotions, edibles, vape pens, bath bombs, and more. Touch screens that allow you to view in-depth product info and red-shirted staff that's incredibly knowledgeable and puts you at ease. So whatever you need, whatever you're looking for out of life, you head over to MedMen. You check out one of their 14 retail locations in L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and coming soon, awesome new store on the Las Vegas Strip, everyone. Whoa. So visit MedMen.com and find the store nearest you at MedMen. Right, Dawson?
And for our listeners, visit any MedMen and mention Adam Carolla at checkout for $10 off your order. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Check out MedMen today.
All right, we got one more spot. This one is a little more visual.
Yeah, this is the Toyota
truck one, which is kind of fun.
I'm already intrigued. Mm-hmm.
They got Chuck Norris.
Here we go.
Breaks, chopped right through.
Chuck center Norris. Block in half.
Can you sign my Tacoma?
I'll be glad to.
Signs the guy's truck. Truck becomes famous. There's a lot of like stunt driver, professional driver, close course, do not attempt.
Magical winch not available, dramatization.
And the night.
Bit of disco.
With all guy falls from scaffolding and again, do not attempt. BSC turned off. Right there to catch him. Gets a cat out of a tree.
Born to outsmart wins the competition. Chess. And lives.
Serves a giant wave. Do not attempt. Fictionalization.
A hero so fearless. So
all right. This is more than just insane. Do not attempt battle. Everything. We have to put on everything all the time.
Did it really say do not attempt under all those?
Every single one. Well, so this is a legal department's nightmare, this ad. Because they're basically the fun police. So anytime you put together an ad, the very last minute you go through legal. And they're like, no, you can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, can't say that, can't show this. Mm. This one, God bless that legal team because they let it all go through. I mean, the car's surfing, the car's doing hand-to-hand combat.
Well, you mentioned to me that either the legal team took a day off or the CEO pushed it through.
Yeah, someone with clout. Or, I mean, again, God bless them, they had a fun legal team. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've
seen a bunch of insane commercials. It's just, but you tell me. Like, I've seen the one where, like, the Humvee drove off the Santa Monica Pier and then turned into a submarine and went underwater. And it seems to me like they do whatever you want, but we must put a thing at the bottom that says this is not real.
So
you can go to outer space in your Mini Cooper. We just need to write you can't go to outer space in your Mini Cooper on the bottom.
It's the fun police all the time. It makes me crazy. But there's a difference between demonstration ads where you see like a tow truck towing, you know, like this cruise ship. And it's like, oh, it actually has that capability and they claim it. Versus a dramatization or fictionalization, which every single
can't we just kind of assume that a truck can't surf?
Don't ever assume. Assume makes an ass out of you and me.
Got it.
The one that drove me the most nuts is it as sad as it is, like I will make this conceit that, well, if you take the Humvee and you drive down the pier and you blow through the railing at the end of the pier and it goes underwater, you're going to die. It's not going to turn into a submarine.
Room service.
My room service is here. My in-room massage is here.
More donuts.
Somebody's out there. Right. Anyway, who's going to turn my towel to the shape of a reindeer and leave it on
my
bed?
That's my favorite part.
It really is great.
But so like that's kind of like, I get it, but maybe we need to prevent one moron from thinking they can drive off the end of the pier. I don't appreciate it. I don't wish it. But it's what I mean is it's possible for me to get in a Humvee and to go down to a pier
and kill yourself
and to drive it off the end of the pier. There are other ones where they're going to outer space and the famous one that always drove me nuts, which was the Subaru commercial where all the cars were driving around on their front wheels, leaned up at 45 degrees. Like, hey, we're all wheel drive. We're not just front wheel and we're driving around on front wheels. We're, you could try all you want. You can't do that in your car. And if you can't do it in your car, why do we have to warn you not to do something you can't do?
By all means, attempt. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, go the one attempt. Person who throws it off of a bridge to get the two wheels, and then they get sued, and they go out of
but
business.
Nobody,
well, that's her
it's
thing.
Wild.
That's they didn't, not no, on agree. Us.
But
on,
it is.
No, but this one was just everyone driving down the street on their front wheels. Like, you couldn't.
It's impossible.
You couldn't do it. Like, again, drive into the bay, I guess you could do it. Go well, full Ted Kennedy.
So this is apropos of nothing, but I actually didn't catch the beginning of the ad. I had to watch it three times in order to understand Chuck Norris's signature actually turned the car into this like magical action here. I didn't catch that.
It was kind
so
of a
fast.
Weird it was weird because I was thinking, like, is this the Chuck Norris signature series, or was it
the
signature turn the truck into it,
yes,
or did
apparently.
They just hire the truck, or is the truck the new?
Because it burned. It's like he did a signature, and then all of a sudden the truck catches fire, and then it goes through the sequences of action here.
I agree with you in that. I hate it when I have to go back and watch a commercial four times to sort of figure out where that turn.
The advertiser loves it.
I know, but that I wish they'd spent an extra second and a half on the magical powers of Chuck Norris and there's the Subaru commercial where everyone's driving around on their front and or rear wheels, and they're telling you, do not attempt to do this, which is impossible, but okay.
And no disrespect to Chuck Norris, but isn't the whole Chuck Norris thing kind of played out?
Yeah.
Isn't that like kind of 10 years ago?
Yes. I think the legal person at Toyota is a huge Chuck Norris fan.
Yeah, must be.
And just his cubicle is just plastered with Chuck Norris everything. He's like, push it through. We love it.
Wow.
All right, let me tell you about, speaking of cars, a True Car, and then we'll get the news ready with Gina Grad. True Car, MSRP. You know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You'll know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car you want. Their certified dealers set their price competitively so they can win your business. So if you're ready to buy new, you're ready to buy used, and that's about it. It is always True Car. Our own Chris Maxipata did it. He jumped it off the pier right onto the boat because he was running late, but do not attempt. He's a professional stunt driver on a close course. So when you're ready to buy new and you're ready to buy used or used, you visit True Car and enjoy a more satisfying and confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That is True Car. Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Good job, babe.
We will
Thanks for throwing me off the cruise ship.
Thanks for doing your homework. We love that about you. We'll take a quickie break. We'll come back with Gina Grad and the news. Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus. All right. Should we do a little news? We don't have the sound effects and everything because we're
on a cruise ship.
We're on a moving boat. Now we've pushed off.
We're
in the middle of the sea. So
gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. All right, Gina Grad, some news.
All right. Well, question for you. How big of a deal do you think it is for people to take their dogs to work with them? You think that matters to people these days?
Yes.
Matters to whom?
Well, I'll tell you exactly who it matters to. It matters to millennials. A new survey found that 51% of millennial pet owners say they consider a full-on career change if it meant a pet-friendly workplace. And 37% of pet owners said they would give up vacation time and work-from-home days if their workplace would let them bring their pet with them.
Christy's still in the room. How many people were in your office? Sorry,
she doesn't have a mic.
My office had like 45 people, but okay. So you're 100% right. we had people complain to HR when we said that they couldn't. We had dogs in all the time, but they had a calendar. So you had to actually sign your dog up for the days that you wanted. And we had people have fights over whose dog was there more than their dog.
God.
And then someone actually tried to expense what is it?
Doggy daycare?
Yeah, no, the allergy pills. What is it called? The Claritin.
Oh, yeah.
Claritin, oh. Because they're allergic to the dogs in the office.
Actually, sure. I think that's valid.
But what are you going to do? I mean, you have to work with absolutely. Dogs. I mean, you're an advertising firm.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't like working with dogs, don't get an advertising table.
But yeah, but it was all the 20-somethings, early 30-somethings.
Of course. Oh,
yeah, get a job at a kennel if you don't like dogs. But if you're getting into advertising, you got to expect that comes with it.
And they all have a red vest, and they're all emotionally supportive.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I'm just sitting, cry, and pet them all day long.
I'm an atheist, but I do see the value in religion, and as I see religion just sort of going, circling the toilet here, I realize that things like pets being your best friend and your dog being number one in your life, like, I don't feel like religious people in the past, they liked their dog, but they didn't need the dog to travel with them. Yeah, yeah, they'd eat their dog. Well, you know, a couple of bad winters, and what are you going to do? But I'm saying, like, is all of this just some sort of weird byproduct of zero religion? Like, I don't think, how many of these people, what percentage of people you think would be religious or deeply religious or fairly religious who would insist on bringing their fucking dog to work? I feel like
almost zero. No,
I feel like that's a zero thing, yeah, right?
It was entitlement. It's entitlement, and I think it's different. It's this whole, about Tessa, this freaks me out. It's the generation where no one ever told them no.
Well, sure.
Well, that's it. So then they're like, well, why can't I bring my dog to work? Well, those are the rules. Well, we can change the rules. Yeah. I can bring my dog. My dog should be here.
Well, but it's me. I want to bring my dog to work. Right. It's not you or your dog or other people's work, and they can take Claritin. But no, I get that. I get we've ruined everyone with the me and everyone's entitled. But I also feel like it's in conjunction with no religion. None of these people, can you imagine someone has said, like, oh, I'm a born again Christian and I bring my dog to work. Like, it doesn't feel right to me. Like, I feel like this is the work of the devil.
It doesn't feel like a lot of crossover.
It feels like the work of the devil.
Well, people in advertising have no soul, so it's fine.
That's true. And the more, and as you get into, like, you'll never, if you work construction, no one brings their fucking dog to work because they're not a bunch of douchebags. They grew up in a world where no was the answer, like, all the time. But if you grow up, if you're doing tech stuff or Silicon Valley stuff or advertising stuff or whatever, you grew up in a world of yes, yes, and more prince and princess. So you shall be bringing your dog.
Speaking of which, when you're on a ship, no matter how many times you've been on, you have to do a muster drill. Oh, you know, Christ. You go find your little escape boat and you stand there, whatever. And we had to line up in single file. Did you guys do that?
No.
Ours was very militaristic. So I was right behind a woman who actually, I wasn't totally sure where she ended and the dog began.
But, oh, that's a person.
But she carried,
holding a schnauzer.
Yeah, this woman was very
Diane
lovely.
It's Diane Cannon. Yeah. Holding a schnauzer like a baby. From behind.
And she kept offering to have the dog lean back on them and, quote, hug them. And I had a lot of questions for her. And I was like, why did you bring your dog? And does your dog travel with you a lot?
That's a great picture.
And apparently, she goes to airports with dogs to calm passengers down if they've been sitting on the runway too long. And he has an official medal that he wears that says, canine good citizen.
Well, so we saw him in the him and her in the cafeteria yesterday, which I thought was
wild.
Oh,
I don't think they're allowed to be in the cafeteria.
But it was by the giant cake that, like, the shape of the ship they're feeding 300 people.
Great.
But it was people in wheelchairs, and so she actually had the dog, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. That's sweet.
She's very sweet. But this dog this is this dog's first cruise, so he wasn't thrilled.
Oh, I get it.
But yeah, I wasn't quite sure. There was no definitive line of where she started and where he started, and it was great. Moving on, this is actually a story for Christy and Brian.
Jesus, can't have that.
When I'm going to get angry times three, but when I was shooting Road Hard, and we're shooting like the airplane scene, and we're inside this like hangar in Van Nuys where they had this like fuselage or an airplane, there was like a 55-year-old guy. We had the food spread out. He was preparing, they had the bagels and lox, and it was like the cream cheese and the bagels and the lox and the onion and the tomato. And he was holding his dog, his super hairy, fluffy dog, up with his right hand, up above all the food.
Like hovering over the food.
Over the food, and with his left hand attempting to kind of make himself a bagel and lox. And it was just like him and his dog, and locks. Like, imagine just locks spread out. And, like, think about the hair.
The dander.
They're magnets for hair. Locks. Oh, my God.
Locks is iffy anyway. I know.
Tomatoes, like, cut in half. Like, if somebody said, hey, locks, open tomato slices, open, you know, onion slices, cream cheese, out in a warehouse for 20 minutes on an open table, you'd be like, oh, it's a little iffy. But now this guy's holding a dog.
Let's shake a dog over it.
And everyone, and there are two things that happen in this that drove me insane. One is everyone is just watching this guy do this, and I just yelled, hey! And he's like, huh? And I was like, put your dog down. Like, nobody wants your fucking dog over the fucking lox. And by the way, how can you make bagels and lox with, like, one fucking hand?
Hollywood diva.
And then who's the guy who used to work with us who used to get everything wrong all the time? Mike Altier. He would just constantly say things that were wrong all the time. That's all he said was things that were wrong. Immediately volunteer things that were wrong. And so I yelled at him, hey, you. And he's like, huh? I'm like, put your goddamn dog down. People are eating. And he was like, oh, all right. He put his dog down. And then Altier, like, leaned over to me and he goes, that guy is the guy who wrangles the dog that you're using in the next scene on the airplane when the dog's on the airplane. And I was like, oh, shit. Now I got to.
Of course it is.
This guy's got to come. Is he
pissed off
the dog? Is he pissed? Is he leaving with his dog? We need the dog. We're shooting. He's going to bring his dog over. Like, the next scene, I'm going to go, oh, hey,
I hope about you the took lunch
that
thing.
In the spirit. But no.
Hey.
Turned out this was not that guy. That was another dog. Yeah. Altier had no fucking idea what he was talking about. As per usual, but volunteered it immediately anyway. So 0-2. But yes, a dog being held over a table of bagels and lox, everybody. Yep. Awesome.
No, okay.
Awesome. Nobody likes your fucking dog. Leave it at home unless its name is Philly Cheesesteak. And then it brings joy to everyone who sees him. All right.
Well, speaking of food, there's a program called Traveling Spoon that allows vacationers to experience the unique foods of places around the world by allowing them to enjoy these foods in people's homes. It's Airbnb for food. It's not a restaurant. You just go and eat dinner over there. Hesitant to eat in a stranger's home? Well, Traveling Spoon says it makes safety a top priority for travelers and hosts. For example, each host goes through a detailed application process and three rounds of interviews before getting selected. And Traveling Spoon employees personally eat at the home of prospective hosts, making sure they're following all food safety regulations. Adam, I think you'd be fine with this.
I would, but the eye contact would be weird, you know.
That's a real bridge too far for you.
Sitting at the table and you'd be making, like, small talk.
Let's say grace.
And there'd be pictures on the mantle. And you'd
have to address
questions.
Yeah, the urn that's on the mantle.
There's an urn,
like
yeah.
And then it'd be some sad, well, our youngest was thrown by a horse, so she's here. She's just unable to eat with us. Like, it'd be like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
Like, the empty chair with the frame.
Yeah, we'll bring her food in. But put it in the Cuisinart so she can suck it through a crazy straw. And there'd be, like, a lot of weirdness there. You wouldn't know how to follow up with questions. I wouldn't want to do
the
that.
The reason Airbnb works is because you look online, like, $200 for a hotel room. That's ridiculous. I'd much rather pay $22. With food, there is a $22 option or a $12 option.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you do Airbnb so you can be alone in someone else's house without them.
Well, yeah, so you're right. So a restaurant is essentially what we're talking about, right. And they're all over the place. So why wouldn't we just let the professionals
handle
the cooking?
Yeah. This isn't going to work.
Well, now the opposite of this, and I don't know if you've seen this video on Facebook, but it went insane for a while. My personal utopia in Tokyo, there's a ramen bar where you eat alone. You get your own cubicle. They slide the food under a curtain and then they shut it.
I've seen this.
And you just get to eat quietly in your little cubicle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like heaven.
It's the only personal space that you actually have in Tokyo.
Exactly. Well, speaking of different kind of travel packages, here's one. Some hotels are starting to offer sleep vacations. So hotels like the Benjamin in New York City, they're offering these sleep packages where guests pay to get some shut eye. So basically, it's triple pane windows, blackout curtains, earplugs, a pillow menu, on-demand meditation. Weston hotels also offer a sleep well package at many of their locations. This includes a heavenly bed, a spa credit, a late checkout, and a special sleep well food menu. So these hotels are specifically focusing on sleep and upcharging for it.
I'm already looking at a new house. and I have a sleep, a nap room already picked out. I'm going full nap room.
Please tell me there's a hammock.
Oh, no, because I sleep on my face. Okay. I would suffocate.
That would be weird. I convex.
Waffle face.
I get, there's no such thing as a nap for me that doesn't involve the kids coming home or Natalia bursting in the room, like yelling, where's mom? I'm like, I don't know. She's in another room napping. Leave me alone. Oh, okay. And then it's like follow up. And then she'll leave the door open when she walks out. I'll be like, Jesus Christ. You can't even shut the goddamn door. And there's arguments. And they're like, Phil, once the door gets left open, Phil bounds and will jump on the bed. Like he'll leap. He doesn't do like a triple jump. He just jumps and then he gets on the bed and he starts like licking your face and grabbing you and stuff like that. Like, there's no such thing as a free nap at my house. And I want a nap room. And this is smart because everyone has done the math where it's like, oh, I got a horrible night's sleep. And then the next day, like I couldn't concentrate and I couldn't remember anything. Right. And I was totally off my game. And yes, you are altered in a deeply negative way. And a good night's sleep or sometimes just 40 minutes of good, deep, sound sleep in the middle of the day, you'll be a new person. Yep. You know, it's all there. And if you think about it, well, if this is very important to your health and very important emotionally, psychologically, but from a performance standpoint, like, hey, if you got to go out and do a show that night and you've had a long day and you didn't get any sleep, like you need that
presentation,
nap.
A meeting or whatever.
Right.
This is huge for business travelers.
A nap room, if you think about like your house, like people go, oh, we got a walk-in closet. It's a great closet. Or we got a mud room where people take their gardening clogs off or whatever it is. A nap room doesn't need to be much bigger than like 4 foot by 8 foot.
Yeah, like a walk-in closet.
If you make it pitch black, soundproof everything.
A panic room.
Go in there and just shut the door and like take a nap. Like how many times you've been on your bed and then you hear the neighbor fire up the whatever or the kids or the wife or something the whatever, beeps, like something's going on or whatever. Just why not just have a nap room? Like
absolutely.
If I was building custom houses, I would just build a nap room into every room.
Yeah, we made our into room every nap house. Sorry. No.
Well, and perfect. if you're not one of those people that either lives near one of these hotels or has your own nap room in your house, there is one more option. A company is trying to make airports a more relaxing place and change that by offering nap pods. They're going to allow you to chill out, relax, surf Netflix. They're AirPod sleeping pods. They're private, quote, capsule style units designed to be installed in public spaces like airports, hotels, railways, bus stations, shopping centers,
that'd
offices.
That'd be awesome at the airport. All right, who's next? Gary Smith? Oh, no, so Gary just left the pod.
Oh,
all right,
famous.
Alan Johnson, you're in Gary. You're you sure? We can't get the lid open. What's going on?
It's welded shut.
It's not latched. Maybe it's a vapor lock. Hold on, it harder.
Operator error. So you swipe your card.
Guys are going to be beating off in those pods. That's the problem.
That's the question. You step in after you swipe it. You get a total private comfort. You watch the TV monitors. You get your air conditioning, your sound reduction.
Here's the power move.
You can go to the fertility office and do this.
The power move. Forget about like owning Geffen's yacht. The power move is like they do at the good steak joint where you have the locker with your wine in it.
Yes. Yep.
I have my own sleeping pod at LAX. I have one at Heathrow.
You got your sleep mask in there?
I have one at O'Hare.
Your plum.
Your
JFK.
Essential oils.
I just take my own sleeping pod. They're my sleeping pods. I spread them out over about 5 or 6, you know, a couple of
frequently,
hubs.
Frequently, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a couple of hubs. And again, the
frequent
JFK,
napper.
LAX. And I just go there. It's my pod.
That's good.
Yeah. And we have a whole room of pods, like alien.
Like, I love it.
Well, they have breastfeeding pods now in German airports. Like when I went to Frankfurt to Berlin,
disgusting.
They have breastfeeding pods. Yeah, so why not have nap pods?
Can you just kick it in there or do you have to be breastfeeding?
I didn't go inside. I don't know. I was freaked out.
Of course, there has to be. Then that's going to lead to a movie where the guy falls asleep and then there's a huge terrorist event or whatever.
He's
and he
insulated.
Wakes up and there's smoke everywhere and he's the last guy around.
He's the last survivor.
What's going on? What happened? And then he's got to save the airport. Right.
Feels like I've been asleep for a week.
All right, one more.
All right. Well, possibly uncomfortable again with both bishops here, but we live for that sometimes, so we're going for it.
Boy.
Being a wife and a mother is stressful, but if you had to pick who causes more stress, would it be your spouse or your kids? well. In a recent survey of 7,000 moms, 46% revealed that their husbands are a much bigger source of stress in their lives than their kids. 46%, almost half. The reason, according to moms,
less than half.
Almost half.
What's the margin of error? Mm-hmm.
The reason, according to the moms, is because their husbands act more like kids than their partners. 75% of all women surveyed said that they had a lot of daily stress that revolved around handling all the household and parenting responsibilities. But overall, almost half the people said they'd rather deal with their kids than their husbands.
I disagree. I have an amazing husband. He helps with everything.
Yeah, Chris doesn't stress
me out. Just because he took you on a free cruise, you don't have to say that.
Actually, Adam took me on the free cruise. Yeah. I'm very clear about that.
I do stress you out quite a bit in the car, but other than that, I don't stress you out very much.
Yeah, we're going to end up being my parents where we can't drive together anywhere ever because he's a nightmare.
Yeah, and Lynette gets pissed because I grab the wheel and start moving it and stuff like that.
He's a fairly mellow guy. He's a psychotic asshole.
It's the other drivers.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Yeah, if they weren't there, I'd be fine.
Let me ask you this. Chris, do you ever play this card? Lynette plays this card every once in a while. Like, I'll go, she'll go, look, I'm too busy to do blah, blah, blah. And then I'll go, all right, let's work out your schedule here. You drop the kids off at the school at 8:30 in the morning, and then the nanny picks them up at 3, and then you see them again at 6. So according to my math, you've got a nice big window of time.
All
you
day.
Could be doing shit that I'm talking to you about doing. And she goes, hey, you never stop being a mom.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
No. That's good.
But I've never.
But do I get
thank
to,
you, Lynette.
Hold on. Do I get to play the you never stop being a dad card? Because I feel like that would be rejected. Like,
no,
I'd be,
because you see the billboards that say, take time to be a dad.
Yeah. Right. I'd be laughed out of the room if I went, look, I never stop being a dad, so I'm not going to work today. Yeah. I don't feel like I can play the you never stop being a dad card, but she can play the you never stop being a mom. Which
and that's
is,
a conversation ender.
Right. She's like, I'm always worried about those kids, so.
I've never said that in my life.
Our version of that is when Christy is very busy and she asks me to do something and I have to explain, figure out a way to explain, no, I don't have time because I have to watch the new Transformers movie or I have to watch Monday Night Football. Right. And it is kind of for work because I host a
never
fantasy football.
Never stop being a nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
You did inform me 2 weeks ago. He's like, so we need to talk.
I did do
and
this.
It was at dinner. I was like, oh shit, what? Oh, God, are you sick? What's happening? I have like PTSD. He's like, so you do realize you're going to be a single mom every Sunday for the next 4 months. Because, you know, I have this new podcast with Sunny and I have to sit in front of the TV and I have to watch
and
it.
Sunny
all
needs a father. Day.
I never stop being a co-host.
<That's right. laughs> Yeah, I was like, okay.
All
sure.
Right, well, bad news because there's Somali pirates that are pulling up on this boat right
they're
now.
They're asking us to pull over.
Commandeered a container ship.
Look, I am the captain now.
There's a little. There's a lowly container ship
sunset.
That is now going past us on
there's
the open
so
seas,
either.
And I don't like it. Like, my feeling is like,
settling.
I don't want to be beat by this container ship, minus the containers. Like, if it was full of containers, all right, fine. You got to, you know, that's impressive. But
maybe in America. Maybe
these guys
America.
Are smoking our ass right now. All right, I'm going to go up to the catbird seat up there and tell the captain to step on it.
I'll ask.
Let me tell you first about Castrol. Castrol Edge, heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown. They rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Helps fight against friction, deliver maximum levels of performance. For your car, three times,
fool.
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine with Castrol Edge. All right, Phoenix, stand up live October 27th. Basic Cable commentary up on stage with Mike August, who's he's exceptionally good on his feet, I must say, for a guy who's a behind-the-scenes guy. He comes alive.
Brings the heat.
When the lights turn on him. Anaheim, the Grove up there, November 30th, live podcast. Well, I'll be there with Rob Riggle as well. Match game. My episode's on demand at abc.com. I've not seen it, but I'm sure the town's buzzing. Oh, man, why do I get to the airport? This is going to be a hero's welcome for me.
Match game.
Yeah. Fantasy BS podcast hosted by Paul Bryan and Sonny Carolla. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And Chassis. Go to Chassis right now and watch all the good stuff on Pluto TV and download the Pluto TV app. It's all free. Pre-order that Uppity. We're going to watch it tonight on the cruise. And Adam Carolla goes racing. MotorTrend.com/M. Still at Goodwood and racing all those cool cars. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Chrissy Bishop and Brian Bishop and Gina Grant saying mahalo.
Follow Adam Carolla on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Give us a thumbs up on Facebook. And for tickets and info, Mangry events, books, movies, you name it, we got it at AdamCarolla.com.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.